Service rep. Good morning. Those of you who are seniors from other years probably recognize that right away. Those of you who are not yet seniors, it will make sense sometime soon. What then shall we say about such things? If God is for us, then who can be against us? Romans chapter 8. If you were there last evening, Mr. Schultz, in his own inimitable style, spoke about storms and how Christ, in the center of the storms, makes the storm calm. Today I'll be talking about the eye of the storm, the calm of the storm. And tomorrow Miss Seraphim will be talking about, well, you just have to come and see. If you are under 30 years old, I invite you to take out your phones, because we're going to be texting, Bible texting. If you are 60 years old or older, I invite you to take out your Bibles, because we're going to be looking at a few verses. And if you are somewhere between 30 and 60, yeah, take out whatever you can figure out, and we'll use the Word of God this morning. The chapter is Romans 8. The verse is 31. Jesus Christ is the focus, and we are called to respond to some questions. As we begin this morning, I ask that both graduates and the congregation be prepared for some participation this morning. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I ask again, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? What shall we say to these things? The world will tell you to live invisible as a Christian. Christ will call you to live invincible as a Christian. What do we say to these things? Atheists will tell you there is no God, there is no hope. And the Advent movement has lived for 100 plus years proclaiming the Second Advent as the only hope. What then do you say to such things? If God is for us, then who can stand against us? Read with me verses 28, 29, and 30 of Romans chapter 8. In verse 28, we find that God works for our good no matter what, according to his good purpose. In verse 29, we see that God knew us before we even existed, and he has a plan for our lives. In verse 30, because he has a plan for us, and that plan is to be like Jesus, he has invited us to join him, and he has promised to take care of everything to make us right with him. God is on our side, period. Or what should we say in response to verses 1 and 2? Maybe some of you who've grown up in the church had this as a memory verse. It's kind of church language, but it's a beautiful promise that perhaps you never thought about or haven't thought about for quite some time. And so as we look at Romans 8, just briefly this morning, I invite you to look at Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. Notice what Paul says. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. We've read a lot of Paul this year as seniors. A lot of Paul. And Paul is good. And Paul is thick and rich and chocolatey. And Paul is just the gospel over and over and over and over again. And so he says at the apex, the point of his book, Romans chapter 8, the center of Romans, he's built up 1 to 7. And then he goes on to say, this is what it lives out in Romans 9, 10, 11, 12, on up to 16. But in 8, he says, this is the point. Therefore, for all these reasons that I've just laid out in the first 7 chapters, there is no condemnation. Older generation, I want to ask you a very specific question. When you see the younger generation, is there judgment and condemnation? in your hearts. Younger generation, I want to ask you the very same question. Is there judgment and condemnation in your hearts? Because Romans says there is no condemnation. There is no loss, there is no fear. There is no final death for those who are in Christ. And if you've ever wondered what the church looks like when it's working perfectly, you just saw the example right here. People moving together, making music. This is God's idea of church. Living, active, having a part, participating. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Because it's through Jesus Christ. It is not by our own works. It is not by our own efforts. It is not by our grades. It is not by our dreams. It is not by our behavior modification. It is not by our own self-sufficiency. It is through Jesus Christ, not your willpower, not believing in yourself, even though that's what you hear a lot. Not laboring for the kingdom. For those of you who remember those lines, it is through Christ that any of that makes any difference at all. And Paul says, through Christ, we are set free from the law of sin and death. God is on our side, period. What shall we say then to these things? If God works for our good in all things, if God knows us, if God's purpose is for us to be like Jesus, if God invites us to join him in reaching others, if God's promises to make everything right within us, and if God sets us free from sin and death through Jesus Christ so that we can live freely by his Spirit, if God is for us, then who can stand against us? But wait, there's more. Drop back down to verse 32. And this is where we'll spend a little bit of time. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with Christ, graciously give us all things? If God is for us, who can stand against us? Who will bring a charge against us? Who will bring a charge against those who God has chosen? The answer, no one. The world falls silent in the cause of Christ. Who can stand against us? Not in our pride, but in the purpose of Christ. Christ who died, verse 33, and was raised to life, he is now at the right hand of God, also making a way for us to come close to God. If God is for us, who can stand against us? And then Paul just lets loose a cascade of confidence in the love of Christ. My guess is many of you have memorized this at some point in your life. But at some point in your life, you may have forgotten as well. So read down with me, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? No! In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither heights nor depths, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If God is for us, who can stand against us? I'll ask you to get ready because we're going to do a thing. And you know the thing that we're going to do, but I'm going to explain it first. If you haven't figured it out yet, I love to be a little bit loud. I have an amazing opportunity on campus to take people and do things that sometimes no one else will do. And one is to go out into the field and shout. Sometimes we shout because we're stressed, and sometimes we shout because we want to hear the God's word echo off of the village and the neighborhood and our gym wall and a few other things. And so what we did this year with this class, and I've done it with a couple other classes as well, is we go out to the field, and we stand in a tight circle, And I go through the list. Can anything separate us from the love of Christ? Can this and this and this and this? And every time it's this, and they all shout, no! And it echoes. And it's kind of amazing. And so I want you to hear that from them. I want this church, if it can, to echo in the confidence of Christ. And when they are done, you who are parents and grandparents, you who have calloused hands and calloused knees from the prayers and the work that you have done, you that are hoping against all hope that this weekend is in fact a stepping stone of something positive, we're going to flip. And instead of saying no, you will be saying yes, that God's love is great enough to take them through wherever they go. So we're going to have some noise. So prepare yourself. Seniors, we've done this as a separate group, first section and second section, but today we are here and we're going to do it together as one, as soulmates. All righty. We'll warm up first. Go ahead and stand up. Smile to your parents because it's cute. They love you and they're proud of you. All righty. I'm going to have to stand right here so they can see. All righty. More than conquerors. We're going to say that three times. All righty. I will say more than and you will say conquerors. All righty. Take a big breath. You've never done this in church before. You may not get to do it again. We might as well make it work. Okay? Ready? More than
conquerors.
More than
conquerors.
More than
conquerors.
All righty. Woo, you got chills? I got chills. All right, the answer for them is no. Nothing separates from the love of Christ. Please listen carefully. When anything, no, anything, no, anything, no. All right. Can anything separate us from the love of Christ?
No.
Trouble?
No.
Hardship?
No.
Persecution?
No.
Famine?
No.
Nakedness?
No.
Danger?
No.
Sword?
No.
Death?
No.
Life?
No.
Angels?
No.
Demons?
No.
The present?
No.
The future?
No.
Height?
No.
Depth?
No.
Anything?
No.
Anything?
No.
Anything?
No.
Can anything separate us from the love of Christ?
No.
You may be seated. Never forget that. Never forget that. You've seen it. Now you get to do it. I really don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 5 or 500. If you have a voice and you can stand and you care about somebody on this planet for Christ, then I invite you to stand and we will make some noise that no one. Ooh, look at you guys just smiling. Look at this. Find your parents. Let's see. Find your parents. Find your family. Here's how it works. Parents, grandparents, family, friends, it's your turn. Except we will shout yes instead of no. And here's how it works. The question will be inverted. I will ask, is God's love great enough to take us through everything we face? And your answer is yes. Now, some of you are already ready. The rest of you, let's get ready. We'll also warm up with a little bit of More Than Conquerors as well. This is how it works. I will say more than, and then I'll fire my hand out, and that's your, something like this is your cue, okay? This is yes, all righty? So here we go. More than conquerors, more than conquerors. Here we go, all righty? More than
conquerors.
I think I heard like six moms and maybe an uncle. Alrighty. Come on. Three times. More than
conquerors.
More than
conquerors.
More than
conquerors.
Here we go. Is the love of God great enough to take us through everything we face?
Yes.
Is the love of God great enough to take us through every trouble?
Yes.
Every hardship?
Yes.
Every persecution?
Yes.
every famine, every type of nakedness, every type of danger, any type of sword. Is the love of God great enough even for death? For life? Every angel, every sinner, the present, the future, every high, every low. Is the love of God great enough to take us through everything?
Yeah.
Everything!
Yeah.
Everything!
Yeah.
Yes! The love of God in Christ Jesus is great enough to take us through everything that we will ever face in this life. You may be seated before you pass out. If God is for us, then who can stand against us? And the answer is no one. No one. They need to hear that from you. And you need to be reminded that they believe that as well. Storms will come, as you were reminded of last night. And hurricanes will come as well. Budgets will come. Horrible hours for work will come. Pit probably won't come, but you still might lose. Didn't even get a spoon. You'll have to buy food when you have no money, and you'll have to pay rent even when your friend is absent. And of course, throughout all these days, you gotta do laundry. I chose this passage of Romans chapter 8 this morning because each of you have faced or will face each of the circumstances that are mentioned. And you need to know that. And they need to know that. They are some of your greatest assets because they have gone the miles that some of you have not gone yet. And that's why if God is for us, then who can stand against us? These people are not standing against you, and you need not stand against them. It is important that in this time of transition to remember God is on your side. Because nothing in all creation can separate you from the love of Christ, the love of God. Put another way, the love of God in Christ Jesus is great enough to take you through everything we will ever face in any of our lives. For that reason, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. What shall we say then? If God is for us, who can stand against us? And the answer is, and always will be, no one. And so you may ask God if he can handle your situations, and he will always answer, yes. And then he may ask you, can you handle your situations? And I hope that you can say, yes. Because nothing can separate me from your love. I hope that you will say, yes, I can handle my situations because your love is great enough to take me through whatever I face in this life. I hope your answer will be yes, because you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. So then, let us live. Let us live in the yes. Let us live in the yes of God's love. Congratulations.
May the congregation please stand for the benediction. Okay, let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you have done so many great and amazing things with each and every one of us. You have never left anyone's side, and you will continue to be with us. We come here today to pray your name for all those present. As we leave, I ask that you guide us as our future unfolds. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to experience a Christian education at San Diego Academy. I ask that we will appreciate the experience and keep you close to our hearts. God, you have permitted all 39 of us to graduate. Thank you, Lord, for making our dreams come true. In your name I pray, amen. May the congregation please be seated.